This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live, and it's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We're glad to be here with you, and you might not be used to hearing a live radio show on Sunday nights, but we are real. We're here, and we're taking your phone calls because Free Talk Live is a show where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind, as long as it's radio appropriate, I suppose. Almost anything that's on your mind. And I think you'll find a lot more freedom here on our show than other shows with sort of the topic of discussion. You can change the subject. You can bring up something completely new. All those are completely fine with us here on Free Talk Live. And the number two...
Sorry. People generally often will call in and say, oh, I'm sorry, guys. I want to change the subject. No reason to be sorry. It's Free Talk Live.
Yeah, that's how the show goes. And if you want to call us tonight, our number is 855-450-FREE, the word free, 855-450-FREE. You can also get in touch with us on Skype by adding lrn.fm as a contact on Skype. And Free Talk Live, of course, is live 7 nights a week. We do a show every single weeknight, so 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. Okay, gentlemen, you know, I want to start off with something that I find really interesting, because a common question that we get here on Free Talk Live, whether it's from people who call in or maybe just people in our lives who are kind of maybe new to the ideas of liberty, or they're thinking about how things would work in a world that maybe us here on Free Talk Live would be interested in living in. And a question that we get really often is, well, you know, if it wasn't for government, who would build the roads?
Yeah.
It's often, and also when,
for instance... so common, it's almost a cliche.
Yeah, and for one, I'd like to point out that the government loves to hold hostage the things that we hold most dear. The federal government had, as I understand, I'm trying to remember, but the sequestration resulted in a 5% cut in a 2% increase. 5% and a 2%. Let's go ahead and double those numbers just to make sure that I'm not wrong here, that it's a 10% cut in a 4% increase, meaning that they got all the money that they got last year, and they got 90% of the 4% that they wanted this year.
Right.
On top of what they got last year.
And for that, they had to furlough a bunch of air traffic controllers.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Explain to me exactly what kind of incompetent bunch of boobs can't work with a bunch more money and do the same thing they did last year.
All they'd really have to do is just buy a few less bombs, really. I mean, and maybe stay out of the business of other countries around the world.
Well, we know for a fact that the government is buying things like tanks that they don't need. I mean, who are you going to... When was the last time the United States used a tank?
Keene has a Bearcat where we do the show from.
It's not exactly a tank, but yeah.
It's like a it's the closest thing to a tank that you would find in a rural, quiet, sleepy town where nothing really happens.
It's an armored truck, essentially.
Yeah.
You know what? Just cut down on the armored trucks this year that you dispatch to towns of 20,000 people.
That'll probably go a long way towards, you know, making those budget cuts not really matter.
It's ridiculous. But what do? They cut the air traffic controllers' hours so that Americans have a more difficult time flying. Why? Not because we need the government to control air traffic, but because the government has a monopoly on air traffic and you are going to suffer because we didn't get every single thing we wanted.
Yeah, and then people will say, oh, what would we do without government, right? Because they're so used to the government handling this. But, you know, I think we're going to talk about the roads in a moment here, because Brian's got a really interesting story that he brought in. But, gentlemen, it is Free Talk Live, and Free Talk Live has started, so let's go to the phones and talk to Chuck listening in Chicago. Hi, Chuck, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to let you know about a video I found. It's a really funny video. It's two cats. They're actually, one of them's alpha mailing the other one and yelling at them. And it's titled Tony Soprano is Gangster Teddy. It's really funny. You got to read along with the thought bubbles. And I was crying my eyes out when I saw it.
Okay.
Excellent.
Anything else?
No. It's just a really funny video. I wanted to get out there.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. You know, thanks for the call, Chuck. Appreciate that. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that's on your mind.
Cats, Tony Soprano.
I have to say I don't quite get it, but maybe we'll take a look at that later on.
You know, it's not like any of us are sitting around watching The Sopranos either. So
yeah.
Right, we're doing a radio show. Yeah. And if you want to call us, you can call us at 855-450-FREE, You can also call us on Skype. LRN.FM is our Skype handle. Okay, so Brian, tell me what's going on in Cairo right now with the roads.
Yeah, this is from the New York Times, and it's kind of an op-ed piece, so, you know, parts of it sound very, it's not like straight reporting, it's more of a commentary that this person's giving, it's talking about accurate things. And in Cairo, it starts off, the telltale signs in post-revolutionary Egypt are not just the riots and rapes, the mega traffic snarls and sectarian battles. There is also a highway ramp in Ardalawa. After the revolution 2 years ago, working class residents of that vast informal neighborhood, which is part of Cairo, tired of having no direct access to the 45-mile-long ring road. And what that is, that's like a road that Mubarak made a while back that was pretty much, it was kind of built for the rich to be able to get out of town.
Oh.
He was saying, my limo, it takes so long to get out of Cairo.
Yeah.
I need a road.
Yeah, you know, exactly. What
I'll do? I'll rob all the poor people of taxes and build myself a very nice road to get out of town on.
Yeah, right. What are they going to do about it? Right.
Right. And so whole sections of Cairo can't access this road because you've got to ramp up to it, you know.
But who will build the roads?
So in the absence, the article goes on, in the absence of a functioning government, they built ramps from dirt, sand, and trash. This is just the people of Cairo.
Wow.
And they
clearly with nothing as far as equipment goes.
Yeah. No, right.
Necessity,
yeah. I mean, using
is the
trash.
Mother of invention, guys.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely. Then they invited the police to open a kiosk at the interchange. So, like, they even said, here, the police can set up shop.
You know, I have to interrupt about the trash. That could actually be a really creative method of reusing trash.
There's what's being done is with bottles, is they'll take the glass bottles, they'll crush them up and use them as substrate for putting foundations down, that kind
right.
of thing. It's better than sand in some ways, and it's certainly using stuff. I don't exactly know why you would try to crush bottles. Like, recycling bottles doesn't make sense to me from a recycling bottles into bottles standpoint. Here's the reason. Bottles come in different colors. There are green bottles, there are clear bottles, there are brown bottles. There's even with those Bud Platinums, there are blue bottles. There's all kinds of bottles, and they all go into the same bin. So somebody then needs to be employed to separate the bottles into other bins because, oh, well, and what if one brown bottle is darker than another brown bottle? Because if you're making beer, you need a consistently brown bottle, right?
Maybe the brown bottles come from all the other colors being combined.
It could be, but it wouldn't be consistent at that point.
That's true.
And glass is made of what? Silica, sand. That's heated up. Are we running out of sand?
No.
I think not. So,
it's going to turn back into sand eventually, too.
I tend to think you don't need it for that. I've seen some interesting things that people do to reuse, but recycling oftentimes is a big waste of money.
Yeah, I hear that a lot for paper, too, because often what happens is the paper gets carted to these paper recycling plants. The trucks that are bringing it there are creating pollution.
Using fuel.
Then they bleach the paper, and that creates pollution as well. And
sure.
So on the net,
they got to bleach out all that ink and stuff like
right.
that.
Yeah.
But the biggest problem, as far as paper goes, is that hemp is illegal in the United States. If you would just go ahead and legalize hemp and let people use it to make paper, and then start using pine trees for building, continue to use pine trees for building material costs would go down, paper costs would go down,
right.
And you wouldn't have any reason to recycle paper necessarily.
Right. I think that's a great point, Mark. Well, this is Free Talk Live. We're going to continue this in just a moment. But first, let's talk to the pizza guy calling from Fargo. Hey, pizza guy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I wanted to talk about bitcoins, which is everybody's favorite topic.
I love bitcoins.
Yeah, well, you know, actually, I'm so sick of hearing you guys talk about them. You've done a good job of toning it down lately, but it's like when you're the nerdy guy and you have a jock friend and your jock friend's talking about all the cheerleaders he's banging, and it's like, yeah, that's great, but I can't do that because I don't have any, you know, capital that I can invest into Bitcoins, and it's not fair, and it just makes me feel bad about myself.
Anybody can get into Bitcoins. You need $10 to get into Bitcoins.
Yeah, you don't have to buy one whole Bitcoin. You could buy less. But Pizza Guy, I'd love to hear more of what you have to say if you don't
more
mind.
More Billy Aiken from the Pizza Guy.
He's jealous. It's okay. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family, and cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And Free Talk Live is live 7 nights a week. You can find the archives of our shows available for free over at our website, which is freetalklive.com. The last 7 days of archives are right at the top of the page for your downloading and listening and sharing convenience, because we love it when you share. And if you want to get archives going further back than that, check out archives.freetalklive.com. There you'll find MP3 archives of the show for free going back to 2006.
If you want to pay less in income tax, and really, who doesn't, consider putting your consumer debt into your mortgage. You can get a write-off for your mortgage interest, but you don't get a write-off for your consumer debt interest. Now,
interesting.
This advice really is only for people who actually intend to pay the consumer debt, all right? So if you intend to go bankrupt, this is bad advice for you. But if you intend to pay that consumer debt off, it might be a good idea to roll it into your mortgage. So just go ahead and give MortgageMinuteGuy.com. You can go there and check out their website or give them a call, and we'll give you the telephone number here in just a moment. But Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts have been giving people mortgage advice for well over a decade, and they've been on the radio for quite some time, so you can trust them. 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Certainly, if you're looking to get a mortgage, you probably should at the very least get a second opinion. Mortgage Minute Guy is great for that, too. 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
All right, gentlemen, if you want to call Free Talk Live tonight and talk to us about anything that's on your mind, you can do so by dialing 855-450-FREE or calling LRN.FM on Skype. Let's go back to Pizza Guy. Hey, Pizza Guy, you were saying it sounded like you were feeling kind of annoyed that you were hearing a lot about Bitcoins on Free Talk Live.
Oh, well, that's not why I called. But I do have $10 worth of Bitcoins. But,
good.
And I also slow danced with the prom queen, but I still didn't get to have sex with her. You understand? Like, there's varying degrees, and it's just still frustrating to hear about all these opportunities I can't take advantage of. But that's neither here nor there. But I wanted to bring
up. Maybe, you know, there was the first Bitcoin transaction on record is, you know, somebody purchased a pizza for 10,000 Bitcoins, right? So, you know, maybe.
It was two pizzas.
Maybe, oh, two pizzas. Which is now worth over $1 million. And so, Pizza Guy, you know, maybe you'll strike it big. Somebody will offer you some Litecoins or something like that for one of your pizzas. So,
Definitely. Anyway,
go ahead with what's on your mind.
Well, no, I do. I mean, I like Bitcoins. I like the concept of them. And I think that they're, you know, we're believers of freedom. And they're almost like a secular, if you will, secular wedge to get the ideas of freedom and economics and decentralization out there. And
that's why I got really excited
when the Skeptics' Guide to the Universe, you know, I've called about them before. They're the other camp. I'm a member of the Skeptic group. And they talked about Bitcoins, and they talked about them again the second week in a row. And one of the guys said out there, he said, "Somebody please send me info@skepticsguidetotheuniverse.com. I want to get a wallet and figure out this Bitcoin thing." Like, and they don't normally do these kinds of things.
Do you know if anybody followed up on that? Because I would be happy to.
I can't imagine they didn't. The Skeptics Guide is.
That was yesterday's show. It was yesterday's show. But this is where we bridge freedom and skepticism. I see the opportunity. And so I want the money.
Yeah. I would love that, Pizza Guy. I'm totally on board with you there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm skeptical as to bridging freedom and skepticism, but okay.
I think there already are a lot of bridges, but
a lot.
You know, This Week in Tech is another podcast, very popular podcast that has been talking about Bitcoins quite a bit recently. Yeah. I think it's really safe to say that they're hitting the mainstream. These are the secondhand dealers and ideas, you know, that F.A. Hayek talked about, right? And people that have influence and let other people know about new trends. So.
To me, what Bitcoins allow is for people who don't wish to participate with these governments that claim monopolies in their areas of purview, that you have a way to opt out. And once enough people can opt out, then these organizations must change how they do business. And currently, they don't seem to give one hop and a holler what we, their constituents, think.
You're talking about the legacy banking system.
The legacy banking system, the government's, you know, I'm not sure who controls whom.
Well, they're kind
I get a little confused.
The same,
you know, right. It seems to bounce one way or the other. But neither one of those people seem to have any interest in me.
No,
you know,
no incentive to innovate.
the economic system's going to collapse. Let's give the bankers, you know, the millionaires millions of dollars.
Right. Yeah. So, Pizza Guy, you know, was that all the... Are you going to the Bitcoin conference by any chance?
No. I can't get out of Fargo. I'm stuck here finishing my cat house, which is another thing in and of itself. That's why I don't have any time or money or resources to make myself into Bitcoin.
But I remember hearing about that. I wanted to say I'm really sorry to hear about that. Do you have any updates
really
about the cat
about
house?
I do, but I wanted to ask one really quick question before, because I got to make this delivery.
Sure.
I hear all the time on the podcast that with a printing press tied to New York bankers and Washington bureaucrats. When I hear that, all I'm thinking is the Jews and old people. Is that on me or is that on you? That's what I want to know.
That's on you.
I love
okay.
you guys. Bye.
Thanks a lot, Pizza Guy. That was great. What do you think, Brian? You're the resident.
Yeah, I'm the resident Jew. I'm not the only one here.
I think actually, there's three on these microphones now.
I do. I will admit that I get when I hear that ad, I it just runs off. With all due respect, you know, it just runs off as usual. You know, libertarian.
It sounds a little like a little on the patriot side.
Yeah,
and I'll admit I read the script on that one, but frankly. You know, maybe it's not New York bankers. Maybe it's London bankers. Maybe it's Liechtenstein bankers.
Yeah, but they're all Jews.
I don't like the... No, they're not. I don't like the term international banker because that is almost code, right?
Yeah.
I think it all sounds like code to me.
Yeah, well, I will say that I do get annoyed. I've gotten annoyed many times, especially in social media circles, where, like, people are just complaining. Like, they'll just say, oh, the Rothschilds did it. And, you know, this person, you know, these bankers did it. And I think 99% of the time when that word is used, I do think people equate it with Jews. I'm not saying they're hate mongers or anything. I'm just saying that I definitely do, most of the time that I hear it, not with that commercial in particular, but most of the time I hear it, it definitely comes off as, like, I agree with Pizza Guy. It can come off as Jews and old guys.
I think enough people, I don't think it's a majority, but I think enough people when they say international banker, that they what they mean is those scheming Shylocks,
right.
that's what they mean. And I don't think it's a majority at all. But also, at the other side of the story, I really don't trust these banking organizations. I think that they have our governmental groups in their pockets.
It's got nothing to do with their genetic heritage or their religion, though. It's because they're so in bed with the state, and it's just a corrupt industry.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's because they're Jews. There could be other kinds of people in there, too.
But how do you say it without saying New York bankers and Washington bureaucrats? Washington, I often use that term in order to separate the federal government from people's hearts and minds.
Mm-hmm.
People love flags. They love eagles. They love stars and stripes. They love the military. What they don't seem to love is Washington, D.C. You can say Washington, D.C. and get away with things that you might not otherwise be able to get away with if you were to say our federal government or whatever one might say.
Right.
So is there code? I mean, yeah, I think that there's code, but to some extent it's also in your head.
Yeah. Certain phrases have certain connotations, and if you have an opinion and you want
to
weigh in on this,
let
us know. 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday edition. There's more coming up. Stay tuned.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. BensDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of our show, and it's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. We'd love to hear from you tonight. And Free Talk Live, of course, is a show where you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Connect with us by visiting news.freetalklive.com. There you'll find our Facebook and Twitter pages and also the email update list in case you want to know the big, important news about Free Talk Live. And if you want to know some of the stuff that's not as important but might be entertaining, like news articles and stuff that we talk about on the show, questions occasionally for the audience and giveaways, you can like Free Talk Live's Facebook page or follow us on Twitter. And Mark, you, I, and Brian are all here in New Hampshire because we were interested in something called the Free State Project. Now, what is the Free State Project? I look at it as a free state of mind, personally, but it's also liberty-loving people moving to the same place and getting more freedom in their lifetimes, whatever that means to them.
And it also means the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up in June.
Yes, I'm really excited about it. It's called Porkfest for short. So yep. It's
if you thought about the Free State Project, the idea of moving to one state where, you know, more people, more liberty-oriented folks live per capita.
Yeah, well, it's a community aspect to it. It's a
check out Porkfest. It's coming up. That's P-O-R-C as in Porcupine. Mm-hmm. The Porcupine Freedom Festival, it's what it's called. And you go to porcfest.com to check it out. And there's going to be some big names at this year's Porkfest.
Mark Edge and Stephanie Murphy. doing this Sunday Free Talk Live show.
Indeed, we will do a Sunday Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
That's actually the night before it officially starts. It's Porkfest Eve, I like to call it.
That's right. And also, Lou Rockwell will be there this year.
Yes.
David Friedman will be there this year.
Your favorite.
I am.
Your homeboy.
I'm a fan. What's that mean, homeboy?
He's not
from the same place? Okay, I'm sorry. Bob Murphy, who is going to come back again, apparently can't be kept away from a Porcupine Freedom Festival. He has such a good time. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
And Stefan Molyneux and Adam Kokesh, probably lots of people that you might be familiar with in the Liberty Movement. So, yeah, one more time, porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.
Get registered.
Yes. Okay. You can even register with Bitcoins.
Sure.
And 855-450-FREE is our phone number, or lrn.fm on Skype to get in touch with us this evening. Let's go to the phones, gentlemen, and talk to Toby listening in Indiana. Hey, Toby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I had a question about if the dollar collapses and gold goes up like everybody's talking about, what is the realistic thing you could do with a $5,000 coin?
That's a great question, Toby.
If the dollar's not worth anything, what is 5,000 of them going to help you accomplish?
You might be able to... So lots of people would have lots of different answers to this.
Yeah.
So it would depend on which currency replaced it, and gold's going to have value in that currency, too. People are buying and selling gold in every currency around the world, including bitcoins and what we were talking about earlier. So gold's got value.
But how I interpreted your question, Toby, and correct me if I'm wrong, but were you saying, like, gold is typically in units that have a lot of purchasing power or value, way more than you'd need for, like, individual everyday transactions, like, for instance, if you're buying groceries. So what are you going to do with gold, lumps of gold or gold coins if there is an economic collapse? Is that right? Is that what you're asking?
That's exactly what I was thinking. I mean, if you went in with something worth $5,000 to a grocery store, how are you going to get change for that? I mean, yeah.
Well, there's an answer. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com. We work with an organization called Midas Resources. They are a sister organization to our syndicate, Genesis Communications Network. And there you will see a interesting sort of new invention in the area of gold. It's kind of a strange thing to say, a new invention in gold.
I can't believe nobody thought of this before. Frankly, I know what you're talking about.
It's called the Valcombi bar. It's at gold.freetalklive.com. And this is a 50-gram bar currently at $2,663, and it's like I said, 50 grams, and you can bend off a gram, basically. You can break off it's scored, and you can just break off a gram.
Like a bar of chocolate, right?
that's
like
a great
Hershey bar. Yeah,
you could do business with it in that way. Now, what for me, I've done is because I went and got into metals before this Valcombi bar came out, and I'm thinking about getting one. Every time I look at them, I covet it. Not for any good reason other than I want that. But I got a bunch of mercury dimes because I wanted to be able to do business in silver, and do business in silver sometimes.
Yeah.
So if somebody comes out to my house, a Free Stater friend comes out and does some work, I can pay them in silver if they want to be paid in silver. And these dimes are worth, I don't know, $3 or something like that. I always look them up beforehand.
And they're easily recognizable.
And they're divisible in the sense that, that it's like a $3 bill.
There's a silver calculator app that you can get for your phone, of course, if your cell phone's working, right, in the economic collapse. But you can easily look up, like, what's the current price of silver and how much is each kind of silver coin worth. But, I guess silver solves the problem of, like, doing business in smaller units to a certain extent. But it doesn't completely solve it because, you can't always make exact change in silver and especially gold. So I think bitcoins have a tremendous amount of value in this kind of situation that you're talking about, Toby, because bitcoins are, an online cryptocurrency. They're decentralized, so there's no central bank involved that could inflate them or mess with their value. And they are divisible down to 8 decimal places. So you really don't have the problem. And there's no cost to divide them, like, with a gold bar that you can break off 1 gram of gold. That's really great, but you can never really put those back together unless you melt it down and re-pour it and stuff like that. And there's probably little gold that flakes off and you might lose some of it or it'll get dirty. But with bitcoins, it's all online and there's no cost to dividing them. So it's really easy to just send little, you know, from as small to as large of a transaction as you want to make on the Bitcoin network. So
the difference between Bitcoins, though, Bitcoins have been around 3 years. Gold and silver as currency have been around for 6,000. So different kinds of people will prefer them. And it's not that I, you know, it's not that I like or dislike either of them. I'm just saying that, you know, some people want them for different reasons.
I would have some alcohol, cigarettes, and other things that have been used for currencies.
He specifically mentioned an economic collapse, not like a eat the dog, S hits the fan kind of situation.
Okay. For me, that raises a deeper question: is what's the value of 1 gram of gold? I mean, I think the Vilcabhi bar is a great idea.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I agree, like, why wasn't it thought of before? But, you know, what exactly, what's the worth? Like, okay, is a shovel worth a gram of gold? Or how do you judge that? Just like Bitcoin, the same thing. If there was a dollar collapse, what are you going to base that value off of?
Yeah, currently, everything I think of is in dollars.
Correct. Everything.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, what do you think, Toby?
Well, and I was going to bring one more thing when you mentioned the Bitcoin. If the digital Pearl Harbor happens, what is that going to do to the Bitcoin theory?
And I don't know. What's the digital Pearl Harbor going to look like?
From what I hear, that's basically when the internet is off.
And okay.
There is no internet for weeks, maybe months, until, you know, the government decides to boot it back up where everybody logs in under their system, which is the Internet 2.0, and it's all completely filtered through and mandated, regulated to the government.
So if one is going to prepare for contingencies, one needs to prepare for contingencies of success, not just contingencies for failure. And I'm with you. If the government takes the internet offline, or it goes offline, or whatever it is, and comes back at some other form, Bitcoins are screwed. There's no doubt about it.
Will they really be able to do that?
I don't know. I can't answer that. I tend to think that the people that the hackers will save us in that sense.
Yeah, there's also something.
I doubt it very seriously. But if there's a total economic collapse, and I mean a total economic collapse, your gold isn't worth anything either. So how does one prepare for that? I don't want 20,000, 22 long rounds sitting in my, you know, buried in my property somewhere. I don't want to go out and buy 200 fifths of whiskey to have on hand. Like, this isn't the lifestyle I want to live.
Right.
You know, I'm going to do my very best. I'm certainly ready with some stored food, but
yeah,
you can't be ready for everything.
I think even if there was a major internet takedown, there's something called mesh networks, too, that could help solve that problem where it's, you know, it creates a local kind of network with limited connectivity to the greater internet. And, Toby, I hope that answers your questions. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. What would you do in an economic collapse? How would you transact? It's Free Talk Live.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-719-2640. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-719-2640. That's 1-800-719-2640. 1-800-719-2640.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. You can also call us on LRN.FM. That's our Skype handle. So call us on Skype or phone 855-450-FREE. And over at the freetalklive.com website, you'll find an interesting feature where you can submit your favorite stories and videos, links, whatever you like. Maybe that guy who called in the first segment about his video could post it on the Free Talk Live .com page, and people will vote it up or vote it down depending on whether they like it. And the most popular items that get submitted are rise to the top of the page, and people are more likely to see them, including us, which we sometimes check that page for show prep. So that's right there at freetalklive.com, right on the front page.
So, Brian, you have a tech show.
I do.
Tell me about the name of it real quick.
Sure. It's Sovryn Tech. That's S-O-V-R-Y-N, as I am Brian Sovryn.
And where does one find this?
You can go to sovryntech.com.
So one thing that I generally don't hear, the gentleman who just called in, is from these sort of internet smarty people that I'm not one of.
Sure.
Is what they're going to do if the government takes down the internet. So is there a internet kill switch?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me about this kill switch, and tell me what happens if they flip it.
I'm not sure exactly how to describe it.
Because they can barely do anything about Anonymous, which apparently is a bunch of teenagers that are, you know, doing DDoS's attacks on their websites.
Right, right. I mean,
by the way, the Bitcoin networks, various parts of it have had DDoS attacks, and Bitcoin is still standing.
Still fine, sure.
Right. Now, I mean, first thing that has to be understood is that the government has built kind of like the Tor network that a lot of people buy stuff from Silk Road on. That's like an internet within the internet. The government has done similar with, like, the NSA has a couple of them. They have funny names. So if they cut off, you know, certain, like, sections of the internet, which they can do, they can still keep running. The government themselves can still keep running. But the point, you have to look real quick into the idea of why was the internet made? The internet was designed by the military. It was not made by the private sector. There's so many libertarians that want to say it was. No, it was not.
Could be a good thing.
Right. But it was made, its purpose was to be a line of communications designed to survive a nuclear holocaust or, you know, a nuclear attack.
Okay.
And to now the people that have actually made the internet better are the geeks. And so the kind of the short answer is that will there be, if they cut off the internet, will the geeks figure out something? Yes, of course, they've already perfected what the government designed in the first place anyway, and they'll just do it underground. There's so much, there's what they call like dark fiber, which is...
Dark fiber.
Yeah, dark fiber, which is lines...
That's when you eat a bunch of prunes. No, I'm just kidding.
But what it is, it's lines that were laid out by other companies that nobody uses.
Okay.
Okay, but now in cities like New York City, Atlanta, a whole bunch of these where all this dark fiber, all this dark line exists, hackers are already using it without any central node, without the government involvement. Nobody even knows that it's really going on, except for the hackers themselves. I mean, this is very, very commonplace, like it's a local area network. If anything, you know, the government and telephone companies are just leaving their phone lines alone, you know, good old-fashioned phone line. And Bitcoin could theoretically, or actually Litecoin more properly, could work over that network, which has been completely abandoned in so many areas, and it's being abandoned more and more every day. So there's just tons of redundancy, and that's why I think a lot of these, you know, a lot of the geeks, they don't worry about it because they know all the redundant systems are in place.
Just wanted to address the issue.
Sure.
I think a lot of people are concerned about it.
If there's anything I might be able to say I have faith in, dare I say it, it's hackers.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
And computer geeks. All right, let's go to the phones, gentlemen, and talk to Ramon in Miami. Hey, Ramon, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's going on, everyone? How y'all doing this Sunday?
Doing great.
Awesome, awesome. I had a couple points. Well, one focal point I wanted to talk about. I had an idea that I wanted to pitch to whoever it is who's controlling Litecoins and Bitcoins. If there could be a way,
I don't know if there. I don't think anybody controls those things. And if they,
no, I'm saying, you know, the designers and those who thought of the idea in the first place, the underground dudes, they know who they are.
Okay.
I have an idea of maybe they can figure out a way that, you know, the way we have little portable hard drives and flash drives, maybe each individual person could have, you know, their information stored if any, you know, disaster happened to the internet. And when, you know, some hacker group like Anonymous brings back up internet to it, whatever they're going to do, you'll be able to keep your information, because if it's all stored on the internet and they do pull the switch, you know, it might be mayhem. So I figured maybe something like that. Or something like a hologram, like the Bitcoins that you said that are like vintage. Maybe
yeah.
They can start making those for everyone. And then, you know, it'll be electrical with some type of a hologram or microchip that you can just keep updating it, you know, and keep your information there. And it'll, you can secure it and people will know what they have if, you know,
you know,
the
Ramon,
internet has to ever come.
There already are some methods of offline storage of Bitcoins that people use for security purposes mostly
right
now. One of them is just cold storage, basically storing the Bitcoins on a computer that's not connected to the internet.
Not exactly right. It's storing the information that accesses the Bitcoins. Bitcoins are actually on the internet, always. So, I mean,
oh,
this
so you
is...
store the private key on the computer that's
right
not connected, yeah.
So I think that, as I understand it, if the internet was to go down, your Bitcoins would still be there, that they really, the government can't get rid of those.
Yeah, they can't really be destroyed, right? And there's also paper wallets, like people can print out the private key. To access a Bitcoins, you need a public key, which is the wallet address, right? And then a private key, which is something that's not, you know, made publicly available. And so you have, like, secure access to your Bitcoins. And so you can store that private key and the public key offline on a piece of paper, and you can have access to Bitcoins that way.
Right. Now, what the first thing Ramon said, that's something that's actually going on. And what they could, where he was saying, you know, you could just have flash drives that connect things. And what they call these dead drops. And I'll put a link on the Facebook page for Free Talk Live so
Thank you
can see what that looks like.
That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
Exactly. And what they do is they literally, into the cement, they will, like, drill a hole and they'll stick a flash drive. And all that'll stick out is a little bit of the USB port. And you can just, like, walk up with your netbook and just, like, shove it into the side of the wall.
Wow.
And then you can get information. Now, granted, there needs to be some security emplacements there because, I mean, if there wasn't, like, a password for it, somebody could just come by and wipe it or, you know, so there's some encryption involved. But the bottom line is that people are already kind of doing this. It's like, okay, maybe the government, they're already thinking about this anyway, is that, yeah, the government might not be able to control this, so we need to make our stuff still work. without this always-on connectivity.
Further, when he was speaking of the Cassius coins, I think I'm saying the
Cassius.
Word. Cassius. Cassius. Okay. Yeah. These things still exist. What's vintage is the first run. So Superman still has Action Comics out.
2011.
That's true.
But Action Number One is worth more. That's so right. This they still exist, Ramon. They're still making it.
Understood. I got you. See, because me, I'm thinking about switching out of, you know, the fraudulent currency that the U.S. is running under right now, because I, in my opinion, see what's coming. Cyprus is just a test run, just like Boston was. So anybody who really is aware, I hope you guys are taking the precautions to protect your money and your assets, man, because our children are out here starving, and like a lot of people say, we can warn you, but we might not be able to feed you. And I'm out here, I'm pretty much standing on my house screaming at people, so... You know, I'm trying to protect my assets and whatnot, yeah. And I appreciate you guys giving me the heads up.
Thanks, Ramon. I appreciate your call tonight.
Yeah, good ideas.
Yeah, I mean, I'm totally in favor of taking control of your financial life and, you know, diversifying your assets.
The age of leaving your fortune in someone else's hand, be it the company or the government or whomever, that age is over.
Oh, yeah.
And you can think that the government is planning whomever is planning some kind of collapse, or you can think they're incompetent and so therefore it's a reality. But it's difficult to look around and say, oh, yeah, they got this stuff all wrapped up in a little bow and it should be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE if you've got thoughts or comments on anything we've talked about previously, or you want to bring up something totally new, or lrn.fm on Skype. Let's go back to this article. Did you have something to say?
No, I was just saying that we had the article from Cairo.
Yeah, we've got this article about the roads in Cairo, and to give a little bit of a recap, there was a road in Cairo that was essentially built by Mubarak, the former prime minister,
right?
And it was basically for the wealthy to kind of get around and get out of the city.
To get out of Dodge. Yeah.
Yeah. And there were lots of areas where regular people could not access this road. So what did they do? After the Arab Spring, they basically built these makeshift on-ramps out of trash and sand and gravel, and were doing it completely on their own without the government helping them, obviously. So
yeah.
Tell me more about that, Brian.
Well, what they were using trash. I mean, they were using anything they could, to make this happen. And since that revolution, you know, the article goes on, the pace of illegal construction has exploded, along with the spread of graffiti and street vendors and whichever. But they're building houses, entire sections. They're literally building the city themselves.
Wow.
And there's no one there, and the Muslim Brotherhood's not really helping.
What about the zoning?
Yeah, exactly. And
who will build the roads?
Amazingly, it's just random order coming together.
You know, what I wonder, gentlemen, is, and maybe you could answer this question out there, how did they build the pyramids without government?
It was the government.
855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live.
You as excited about bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All renovation teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order renovation teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.